She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Well, we're not going to talk about college football today. Instead, the NFL playoffs start this weekend. We're going to chat a little bit about the Chiefs game here with Mal the sports gal. Hey, Mal, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's your Happy New Year going?
Oh, it's going all right, I guess.
Yeah?
It's just typical, but the cold weather's just... I'm really getting ready to throat punch people. I can't really take it anymore.
Oh, boy.
It is really... It's taken its toll on a lot of us.
Yeah, I think so.
It really does make us all, a lot of us, a lot more grumpy. No doubt about it.
I would agree, for sure. I'm trying to, you know, put a smile on as I keep my New Year's resolutions and brave the cold, but I'm just not that optimistic in life.
What is your New Year's resolution? What's the big one?
Oh, I'm doing my phases that I do every year where I start eating health. I, you know, usually like the first quarter of the year, I cut my beer intake down a little. Well, yeah, a little
there
bit.
You go.
A little
there
bit.
You go. There you go.
But it provides such warmth during this cold weather.
That's right. And then it's basically like prepping for summer. So I try to, you know, get the liver cleaned out, lose about 15 pounds. I usually do. And then usually by football season, September, all... It just comes back on, and I don't care about counting beers.
Right.
It's just a vicious cycle. So I'm in phase one of my New Year's cycle.
Gotcha. And Kurt, Kurt says you're in a new location that your column is from this morning.
I am still in Elkhart, but I'm in my garage. My family's sleeping. It's too cold to sit in the driveway, and it's not exactly very warm here in the garage. I do have one of those corn bags that you microwave on my lap.
Radio is just so luxurious, isn't it?
I mean, it's glamorous.
Glamorous. That was the word.
The budget is just infinite.
Infinite.
That's the thing.
That's right. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
It preps me for the day, and you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do to let the people hear your voice. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Mal off air goes.
Hence mission statement.
Do I sound okay? This is the first time I've spoken all morning.
I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, that's a trick to radio. First time you go on the air, you really don't know.
That's me.
All right.
Like Peter Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to the game then tomorrow. The Chiefs are in the playoffs, and they're hosting the Tennessee Titans. What is it, like 3:30 game tomorrow afternoon,
yep.
I think? Yeah.
Yes, it is. And those hardy Chiefs fans, I'm sure they're jacked.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since us Bear fans have experienced this, so I'm trying to remember.
I don't even know what it's like, and I'm such an NFL fan that the playoffs helps, you know, take away the sting since my team's been out of it since September.
Right.
And it's, you know, and always next year, whatever. But I absolutely love the NFL. It's my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Chiefs, I didn't realize this. They haven't won a playoff game at home for like 24 years.
Has it really been that long?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh,
unless I got bad information, which I've been known to get.
Okay. All right. Well.
But I think that's true. I think most times when they have had their last win, it's been on the road or something.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But Tennessee is a team that just one of those things like, oh, they made it to the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of team.
Yeah, I know.
I thought the same thing.
I thought they were one of the worst teams all year. And then here they are. And I'm like, what are they doing? There must be a typo.
I wanted the Chargers to get in because they are just, I love Phillip Rivers and feisty teams. And the Titans just, they're a team that kind of started out okay. And their quarterback, Marcus Mariota, is solid. But he hasn't had the best year. And they're, unfortunately, one of those teams that's going the wrong direction right now, entering the playoffs.
Okay.
And the Chiefs actually started out awesome, and then they had a four-game skid to start the second half of the season, and now I think they've won four in a row again.
See, that's the funny thing, too. At the beginning of the year, I thought, you know, they were a Super Bowl contender, and then I started thinking, I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they fell
apart.
And
now all of a sudden, here they are again, and you're like, well, maybe they'll do damage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And Chiefs fans, that's got to suck too. You know, the Chiefs fan is one of those. They get there kind of like Lions fans and those people that have the teams that you're excited all season and you have a chance, but then you get let down in the playoffs. Jump on the Bears bandwagon, you'll be let down by Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, Halloween.
Actually, I had given up by Labor Day. And the season started a week later.
That's a good point. It's kind of true. Between that and the Hawkeyes basketball, yeah. I'm devastated. I just can't handle it. But anyway.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
The one thing about the Chiefs, their quarterback, Alex Smith, is like been on the hot seat all year because rookie Patrick Mahomes was their number 10 pick out of Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Chiefs fans have been calling for him. And it seems like whenever it gets really loud that they're calling for him, Alex Smith steps up and he performs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm cheering for Alex Smith. I mean, I'd like to see the guy do well. I like to watch players and pick out what they're going to do and how they stand up to these kind of tests. And Alex Smith's going to be who I watch. And I would like to see the Chiefs actually start throwing the ball, which isn't normally something they do, but I'd like to see him kind of start the opposite, where he throw the ball and open up the running game for Kareem Hunt, the rookie phenom. Just unbelievable to watch this year.
Mm-hmm. So, great season, yes.
The Titans' biggest weapon is Delanie Walker, the tight end, and I think that the Chiefs they'll stop him. I really think that they'll stop him. I think that this is going to come down to mistakes. Alex Smith has a horrible quarterback rating against the Titans. So I think it's going to be like 30 degrees. I don't know if there's rain or not. It keeps changing.
Okay.
But I think that it's going to come down to the least amount of mistakes. A couple big plays have to happen. But I think that the Titans just don't have the arsenal to make it another round in the playoffs. And hey, Chiefs fan, I'm with you, man. I'm cheering for your team. I really think they're going to pull this one off, and I have them winning 24-17 over the Titans.
All right, there you go. All right, hopefully a lot of Chiefs fans around here. And,
yeah,
and you're right. They've had a lot of disappointment over the years. So my Bears have been out a long time.
They're my dark horse to win the Super Bowl.
Really?
I think the Chiefs can do it.
I picked them too.
Did you?
There you go. I'm done.
What happened? Who you have calling the Chiefs?
Yeah. In our little thing that we did, I'm putting some stuff on them.
Called Money Call. It's okay.
Did you do detective work, Columbo? I was listening.
You were. Well done, Mal. Well done. All right. Mal, the sports gal, says the Chiefs going to beat the Titans tomorrow. Moving on.
All right.
In the NFL playoffs. And we're going to talk to you again Monday morning because there's a college football national championship game Monday night. And we'll get your pick on that Monday. Okay?
That's good. You know, another game I can talk about where my team's not anywhere close.
You have a great weekend, Mal. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.